Many of us are already planning our New Year's resolutions to work out more in 2023. But let's face it, they rarely stick. Well, Peloton's got a gift for you. Get up to $200 off accessories like non-slip grip dumbbells, cycling shoes, heart rate monitors, and more with the purchase of a Peloton bike, Bike Plus, or Tread. Don't wait. Get this offer before it ends on December 25th. Visit onepeloton.com. All access membership separate offer ends December 25th. Cannot be combined with other offers. See additional terms at onepeloton.com. Many of us are already planning our New Year's resolutions to work out more in 2023. But let's face it, they rarely stick. Well, Peloton's got a gift for you. Get up to $200 off accessories like non-slip grip dumbbells, cycling shoes, heart rate monitors, and more with the purchase of a Peloton bike, Bike Plus, or Tread. Don't wait. Get this offer before it ends on December 25th. Visit onepeloton.com. All access membership separate offer ends December 25th. Cannot be combined with other offers. See additional terms at onepeloton.com.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio, coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, oh, it's so simple, Rocket can. I'm going to be hanging out here with you for one more hour, and we just going to talk a lot of football, man. We had Monday Night Football take place. We finished and completed another week of the NFL season. Week 15 is done. Typically, that would mean the end of the season, but damn it, we got 17 games right now. In Green Bay tonight, they beat the Los Angeles Rams 24-12. Green Bay still has some hopes of making it to the playoffs. Their record is currently 6-8. And then the Los Angeles Rams, well, they've been officially eliminated from the postseason contention, I should say. We knew from a long time ago they weren't going to no damn playoffs. That wasn't going to happen. Baker Mayfield is out there throwing the ball for them, and he's nothing but a science project right now. And so we'll talk more Monday Night Football. Obviously, we can talk more of the games that took place over the entire weekend. We opened up the show by discussing a lot of it, but why not? This was an amazing weekend for sports, and as we get closer to Tuesday, it's going to be fun to see how the season just kind of concludes. Big shout-outs to super producer and host Dave Shepard. He's here with me and you, and thank you to every person listening all over North America. Free Odyssey app, SiriusXM 158, your local affiliate, a smart speaker. I just hope you're having a great holiday season. We're all going to blink, and it's going to be January. And so we might as well just enjoy what we have left here of 20. Hey, Shep, what year is it? 22 we're in?
Almost 23.
Yeah, 2022. Time flies. Anyway, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You know, before this game started tonight, I said, man, we just got two miserable-ass quarterbacks. Baker Mayfield out here just trying to show that he's still worth a damn. And Aaron Rodgers looking miserable in every opportunity and just trying to make the playoffs. And so one team got closer to the goal of making the playoffs. The other team, I told you, the Rams, just officially eliminated. The game tonight, it's kind of dry, to be honest with you. Green Bay was in control almost the entire game. It was able to open up, or not it, but they were able to open up a game, open up the game with a field goal. Green Bay, 3-0. The Rams, they were able to answer with a field goal of their own in the third. And then I guess Matt LaFleur, he was feeling it, because the Green Bay Packers were facing a fourth down situation, and he decided to go for it early in the game. They were able to convert the fourth down, and then they were able to do more than that. On the same drive, they were able to punch in an A.J. Dillon 8-yard touchdown run. I want you to listen to this in the second quarter, courtesy of the Packers Radio Network.
Football just inside the 8-yard line of Los Angeles. Rodgers shotgun, Dillon to his right. And he takes hands off to A.J. Dillon, busting his way inside the five to the goal line. And he piles into the touchdown blast.
Yeah. And then at halftime, the score was 10-6 because the Los Angeles Rams kicked another field goal. And then by the time we got to the third quarter, A.J. Dillon, he did it again, except for this time, it was right at the goal line. Take a listen to this run.
Rodgers under center, Dillon the lone back, Lazard motions inside, and here's the handoff. Dillon follows Lazard, right side, to the end zone, touchdown! Touchdown, A.J. Dillon and the Green Bay Packers. It is 16-6.
They kicked the extra point. It was 17-6. What a boring-ass ass-whooping of a game this was. It wasn't too long after that, maybe about 5 or 6 minutes, that Aaron Rodgers got in on the fun. He threw a 7-yard touchdown pass to Aaron Jones.
Wide to the left, quick toss, Jones, left side, gets a block from Watson, cuts it back, end zone, touchdown! The rookie with the block, Aaron Jones like a rocket into the end zone, and the Packers lead it 23-6.
Yeah, and then Baker Mayfield was able to tack on a no-nothing touchdown score in the third quarter. I know it's tough to say in the third quarter, a no-nothing score. But if you actually watch the game, there wasn't a chance here for the Rams. Nobody scored in the fourth quarter. The final score was 24-12. The Green Bay Packers have now won 2 straight games. Aaron Rodgers has now won 9 straight games on Monday Night Football. And Baker Mayfield got the hell beat out of him, okay? He completed 12 of 21 passes, 111 yards, 1 touchdown, 1 interception. He was sacked 5 times. He was hit 9 other times. He had 9 of his passes deflected. Yeah, this is more like what you would see from a guy who just showed up, who's basically on an audition for the whole NFL to say, oh, Baker can still play. I don't know how it's going to end for Baker Mayfield at the end of the year. I don't know who's going to pick him up. Maybe the Rams keep him because Matthew Stafford is just broken with that, you know, bruise on his spine. You just never know. And so the Rams are officially eliminated from the playoffs. The Rams now have the most losses, 10, by any defending Super Bowl champ. And we know they have more opportunities to lose, 3 more chances. And this just stinks for the Rams. Everybody is hurt. Baker Mayfield wouldn't even be here if Matthew Stafford was cool. Cooper Kupp is hurt. Aaron Donald is hurt. And Baker Mayfield, he spoke to the media not too long ago, and he says, well, we all know. Yeah, I didn't play good.
A lot of stuff out there. I think we're going to look at the tape and see how close we were on a few of those plays that really would have been game-changing plays. Early on, I was more frustrated with how I played early on. I think there were some plays that just easy checkdowns when they were playing that soft coverage that we got to later. But I think I could have made a few plays just to stay on track earlier in the game. But, yeah, I think we'll be frustrated with how close we were. It's just one of those games where not a whole lot was going our way.
Yuck. Baker Mayfield threw for 111 yards, and the Rams, they were only able to rush for 72 yards. I'll say it again, yuck. Sean McVay, the Wonder Kid, he was able to speak after the game, and then I don't know what he was looking at, but he was able to find the good and the bad in this game. I don't know about that, but listen.
Congrats to the Packers. They did a good job tonight. There was I thought our guys battled. I thought there was, some real positives, but there was also a handful of instances where we didn't capitalize on some opportunities that we did have. Took a couple negatives on some chances where we had some, shots down the field versus some favorable looks. But, we didn't get it done. We'll continue to look inward and move forward and be ready to go against the Broncos.
Oh, man. Oh, my God. Oh, what a game that'll be. I assume Russell Wilson will be back from his concussion, even though he passed protocol. They didn't want this man out there playing football. This is just this is what we have to look forward to on Christmas, no less. Oh, man. At least Sean McVay's a good coach. He sounds exactly the same whether they win, whether they lose. He even has some spots of optimism. I know he must go home. and just say to himself, man, this crap can't end soon enough.
He's got 1 foot out the door.
Well, he's making $14 million this year.
Right.
And he's going to make more money when he jumps over to television.
We both agree on that.
You think he's going to quit sooner than later?
Yes.
Not after this year.
I think it's coming. I just think there were so many rumblings about him wanting out and wanting something different. And it just it really spilled over into the season, JR. And he just doesn't seem to have his heart in it the way he did with Stafford in year one, and then what he did with Goff when he took him on as a sophomore and ultimately became a Pro Bowl quarterback.
I just think the team is top-heavy. And unfortunately, everybody at the top is hurt and injured. Aaron Donald, Cooper Kupp, Matthew Stafford. And then when you think about the bottom, they've sacrificed so much to go ahead and get that championship. The Rams are in a position now where they just stink. I don't know if he is less committed. I don't know if I'd say that. I wouldn't say that. Because why else would you come back unless you have that commitment and connection to your players? It seemed like both him and Aaron Donald were a package deal. Aaron Donald made it very clear. If Sean McVay ain't here, I ain't playing. And I think the feeling is mutual for Sean McVay. He could have easily been sitting around on Thursday Night Football right now. I think his deal would have been in the $35 to $50 million range. And why come back? Someone called earlier on in the show, correct me if I'm wrong, Shep, and he made the comment that Tom Brady only came back to have more championships, Super Bowl, pre-Super Bowl all included, than Otto Graham. And I'm like, why is Tom Brady worried about that?
I didn't see that one coming.
Yeah, the man has everything that you would want in the world. He's already considered the greatest quarterback ever. I don't think he goes to sleep at night thinking about Otto Graham. Like, if you're in this, this is a stressful thing. This is stressful for the coaches. The players are putting their body through abuse. You know, when Tom Brady's getting sacked, I don't think he's going to himself, man, I need to tack on one more Super Bowl so I could break past Otto. Like, this is like a drug. Like, you have to have the competitive nature in you to go out there and do it. And so, Sean McVay, I think the man enjoys coaching. He's made it very clear he ain't going to stick around forever. He's not going to be one of these coaches that's here until he's 70. Sean McVay, damn it, is still in his 30s. I think he's going to see what he can squeeze out of this and then go. I think we all know that. The clock is ticking on, you know, how long he sticks around, but he is not sticking around forever. Los Angeles Rams, they shot their shot. They won the Super Bowl, and now they're going to pay for it. I mean, if Aaron Donald is one of your defensive tackles, and then I'm your second best defensive tackle because you can't pay me and because you don't end up with any high draft picks, then you're just assed out. There's no other way to say it. The Los Angeles Rams don't pick until the second round of next year's draft in 2023. And so the bleeding, I know everybody can scream, you know, F them picks and screw them picks. We won a championship. Is it worth it if you can't be sustainable? Like, there's a balance to this here. Like, are you going to be able to compete for championships for several years? Or are you just swinging for a grand slam? You know, it's a completely different sport, two different financial structures. But Steve Cohen of the New York Mets, $16, $17, $18, $19, $20 billion, he got all the money in the world. He has Scrooge McDuck paper. This man has said, I will spend my money, but I'm not going to spend it like a drunken sailor. And in his introductory press conference, he said, I'm not just looking to spend and just try to just win automatically, but I'm trying to spend in such a way where we can have a sustained winner. That's the complete opposite route that the Rams took. Complete opposite. And we know how difficult it is to win in the NFL. You have to have that franchise quarterback. Hopefully he is your guy for, I don't know, 10 years. Joe Burrow, Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen. These guys aren't going anywhere. We'll be watching them for the next decade, or maybe they will be in this spot with their current team for a decade. What can we look forward to with the Rams? Matthew Stafford got a bruised spinal column, bruised spinal cord. I mean, what are we expecting here? They won a Super Bowl, but there's no sustainability. And so, Shep, to your point, yeah, is Sean McVay going to stick around for the next 4 or 5 years? Highly doubt it. May he leave at the end of this year? Possibly. This team, I don't see too much upside for the Los Angeles Rams. It's looking pretty ugly right now. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. We're going to take a break. I'm going to come back. I'm going to get to your calls. I want you to hear from Aaron Rodgers as they try to stay alive. They're behind the Lions. When's the last time that Aaron Rodgers had to say that? The Lions are in front of us with a chance to go to the playoffs, and we just got to win all our games. Never. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Your calls and Aaron Rodgers on the other side.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, thanks for having me on. I love your show. You're not the typical screaming head commentator. You're calm, cool, collected, and entertaining at the same time. It's a hard skill to match. Thank you.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Oh, I'm having a good time. I'm having a good evening. Aaron Rodgers is even having a good time. I mean, I saw this man throw an interception early in the game. Alan Lazard ran short on a route. He overthrew him. Interception. And then I'm like, here we go. Aaron Rodgers rolling his eyes. Aaron Rodgers looking miserable. And then they just proceeded to put the whooping on the Rams 24-12. Good for them. And so after the game, Aaron Rodgers actually spoke highly of his wide receivers. He had positive things to say about them and their attributes. Listen to this.
You know, Christian obviously has incredible speed. Romeo's a real quick twitch guy. Cobby has the savvy to work in the slot, and Allen does everything, you know, does everything well. He's a good route runner, catches the ball in his hands. He's a great blocker. I think that's a good, really good set of guys.
Yeah, so Aaron Rodgers, without Bakhtiari in front of him, appendicitis, and having young and healthy wide receivers, knowing that Davante Adams is gone, having to deal with the hand injury. It's been a rough year for Aaron Rodgers. Ain't no MVP year, and now they're fighting to get into the postseason. I told you about the dream scenario I'd love to see. Packers, Lions, Green Bay, final game, final day of the season, winner take all. Winner goes to the postseason. Sign me up for it. 855-212-4CBS. Dave is calling from Wisconsin. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, how you doing? I'll make it quick. You go back over the last 10 years, and I've told my son this over and over, and I'm always right because he's a Packers fan. Every time Aaron has had a girlfriend, he's had a bad year. Olivia Munn, he had a bad year. Shailene Woodley, he had a bad year. Danica Patrick had a bad year. And now his new girlfriend, Blue of Earth, he's having a bad year. And the next year after he dumps him, he gets MVP or goes to the playoffs. So next year, Green Bay Packers will be in the playoffs.
Okay, thank you, Dave from Wisconsin. I don't know where the hell Aaron Rodgers is going to be next year. Hey, Shep, he's going to show up to collect his 50-plus mil, right?
Yeah, too much to leave on the table to not come back at 40 years old, correct.
So he'll dump, will he dump this new girlfriend?
Oh, I stay out of the personal lives of the A-listers, JR.
You just named me all his girlfriends prior.
No. I was naming past relationships. What I can't do, and what's not fair of me to do, is determine and predict and prognosticate what he's going to do relationship-wise with this new person in his life.
I wonder if that's true, though.
What?
No. Not him specifically.
Right.
I'm just saying in a general sense. I guess not. That's
not working
true.
For Brady, I tell you that much.
Oh, well, crap. Damn. Tom Brady can't catch a break, can he, huh?
No, and you know, it's interesting, JR, you know, you've been alluding to this all night, and the fact that the Rams have been eliminated and the worst Super Bowl record ever for a defending champion. No one's really knocking McVay because he's so likable. Like, there's nothing to hate the guy for. With Brady, it's like you either love him or you hate him.
What is there to knock McVay for? Everybody's hurt.
Well,
he's had the ultimate success for a dude to start off his coaching career. When you have a season where everybody is hurt and you just win a championship, what is there to crap on him about?
Well, Stafford, obviously there was injury coming into the season, but he's played some games.
Oh, no.
Donald's been there for some of it. Odell's obviously been out all year. Cup's been there for some of it.
They've all been hurt at different points through the year. There's nothing to bother Sean McVay about. Still one of the greatest starts to a career ever. And now he has a crap year off of a Super Bowl where everybody gets hurt. It's a shoulder shrug. Like, what is there to say? Everybody's hurt.
So he's not Brian Billick is what you're saying?
No, it's not Brian Billick. Okay. Throwing it back to the Ravens?
No, a one Super Bowl hit wonder. Good.
Oh, hell no.
Good.
The success this man is having is, ain't nobody bothering Sean McVay. And we know he's a great, great head coach, a great communicator. So this, he ain't catching no heat. 855-212-4CBS. Bob is here from Michigan. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR, this has been a great show. Even for one of yours, you kicking around week 15, it's great. Are
Thanks.
You there?
Yeah, I'm here. You're here. What up?
Oh, sorry. I just wanted to mention, the first thing I check every year is when do we go to Green Bay? One of the Lions do? And the last week of the season, that's what I've been waiting for. Seems like Detroit's always hosting the last week, playing indoors. And I think Dan Campbell has like an outdoor-type team. And three of our four last games, including the Jets, are outdoors. I think that's a good tune-up for getting us where we have to go.
Yeah, listen, man, sign me up, please. And this is the part that's fun. And thank you, Bob, for calling from Michigan. I just want stories. I just want storylines. Like, the NFL is an entertainment product. Like, I enjoy. I mean, it may sound like I'm lamenting the fact. I love it that Aaron Rodgers looks miserable all the time. I love that Baker Mayfield is always having to explain away a situation or poor performance. I love the personalities. I love that Bill Belichick just always sounds miserable. Just sign me up. The different personalities, and yes, these are real people, real human beings. They are not paid actors. They are humans. But I love the different storylines and the personalities, man. I'm here for it all. And I don't think the NFL season would be able to end on a much better way than seeing, you know, Aaron Rodgers take on the Lions, and the Lions are the ones who basically put the final nail in the coffin to send him home. 855-212-4CBS. Lee is calling from San Diego. What's up, Lee? Hey, Lee, you're live.
How you doing, Jeff?
I'm excellent. How are you, man?
I'm doing good.
Good. What's going on?
I just wanted to mention, I've been waiting for somebody to talk about the Chargers. I think I'm the only one left. Justin Herbert is definitely top five. I think he's top three. He's right behind Mahomes and Patrick Allen, as far as I'm concerned.
Okay. So what are we doing here? Oh, I don't know what the hell Lee's. Lee is calling me about the Chargers, and even he is not all that enthusiastic about it. Man, I have no faith in the Chargers until they actually do something. Okay, great. They blitzed the Miami Dolphins. They beat a Tennessee Titans team that I... What do we expect from the Titans every year? Nothing? Like, I always say, one of the first things I do when I look at the box score, I say, how many yards did Derrick Henry have? And then I look to see how bad Tannehill did. That's it. I got no other interest in anything else going on in Tennessee. It sounds absolutely terrible. I'm waiting on the Titans to hit the skids, man. And the Chargers? Okay, yeah, they've been able to climb up to 8-6. But in reality, man, it's just I need to see them do it consistently. And that hasn't been their MO. It doesn't matter who's coaching the team. I'm talking years. Let's go ahead and talk to Steve. He's from Houston, Texas. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Yeah, hey, JR. How are you doing?
I'm very well.
Wonderful. So, right now, I am madder than a hornet.
Okay.
With these refs over the weekend that just literally lost three games potentially. I mean, we all know the Redskins, what happened there, right?
Oh, the Washington, well, the Commanders, the non-pass interference
I'm
at
sorry,
the end of the
commanders.
Game.
The Commanders, yes, sir.
Okay, yes.
Okay. So we all know about that debacle. But there was also a game, I believe, was the Bills versus Miami, where Allen took the bomb down the left sideline, and they called pass interference. It seemed kind of questionable. Did it or did it not?
Well, I fell asleep. When I woke up, it was snowing.
The last game was the Texans fumbled the ball in OT, and it sure as hell looked like they recovered it, and they should have blew the whistle because he was down with the ball, and yet they stole the ball from him under the pile.
Okay, so let me ask you this.
Yep.
What the hell what do you want to happen? I mean, we have to write a letter to the commissioners. What are we doing here?
There's nothing we can do.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, they're. So, especially the Commander game. I actually had Brian Robinson on my fantasy team.
Oh, that's why you're mad.
It cost me a lot of money.
Oh, that's why you're upset. Well, this is.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, well, Steve, this is, and thank you for calling from Houston. I don't know what type of vehicle he called me from. It just sounded like he called me from a transistor radio himself in his car. We're going to blame officials until the end of time, right? Until we have robots. And I think robots could actually give you the correct down and distance. Oh, you need a foot, you need a yard. Like the NFL can do that. They just don't want to have to pay for it. But when it comes to penalties of discretion, pass interference, etc., man, get used to it. Like I was done complaining about that years ago. I have always and will. It doesn't matter what sport it is. Yeah, we can look at egregious calls and penalties. I know all my friends in New Orleans can tell me about the Rams and the Saints. 1,000,000,000% correct. But I'll take it a step further. You know there's a human element to the game. You're going to miss shots. You're going to miss plays. You're going to miss calls. You're going to miss passes. You're going to throw interceptions. You're going to make mistakes. The officials and the referees are going to do the same. Control what you can control. That's it. There's nothing else we can do. Like, the referees are human. We can't make them robots. We can, but they're not. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to take more of your calls before we roll out. And then, I have to mention this. There was a historic performance in the NBA on Sunday. And then also, Anthony Davis is out God knows how long with a foot injury. Some things just aren't even news anymore. They just happen. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, first-time caller, I do like your show. I believe it or not, I listen to you guys more than I listen to music. It's actually one of my favorites.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Well, that's saying a hell of a lot because me as well. I love music. I do. Except for that damn Mariah Carey song. I need to get that the hell up on out of here. All I want for Christmas is to never hear that song ever again. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We had an Monday Night Football game. No surprise or shock. Green Bay taking care of the Rams 24-12. And then we've been taking your calls about NFL officiating. We've just had a wild end of the week here, or conclusion to the week, in the NFL. The Patriots thinking to join up, having one of the dumbest plays you'll ever see in your life. The Minnesota Vikings and their comeback against the Indianapolis Colts. It's just been a wild one. The Chiefs battling it out with the Texans and the Cowboys losing on a pick six to the Jacksonville Jaguars. We had some close games. The Bengals come back against the Buccaneers. It's just been absolutely wild. And so now we look towards week 16. If I have to take a cursory look at some of the games and matchups that we'll have in front of us, the Jacksonville Jaguars will start things off against the New York Jets this Thursday. The Jaguars being able to turn their season around. Trevor Lawrence playing some good football. And the New York Jets, we don't even have clarity as to whether or not Zach Wilson is going to get another shot to go ahead and start the game with Mike White and his busted ribs. So we got Jaguars, Jets on Thursday. You can kind of roll your eyes at that a little bit. And if you think about some of the rest of the games that will take place on Saturday, we have a full slate. So the majority of our games will be on Christmas Eve. And so we have Bills, Bears, Saints, Browns, Texans, Titans. We have the Chiefs hosting the Seahawks. We have the Giants and the Vikings, the Bengals and the Patriots, the Lions and the Panthers, Falcons at the Ravens, Commanders at Niners, the Eagles and Cowboys. Unfortunately, we learned that Jalen Hurts is dealing with a sprained shoulder, so there's no guarantee that he will play. And then our nightcap on Saturday night, we have the Raiders going to Pittsburgh to take on the Steelers. Both the Raiders and Steelers having records of 6-8. And then if you want to look towards Christmas, we have three games. The Packers and the Dolphins, the Broncos at the Rams. That should be a crap fest. And then you have the Buccaneers taking on the Cardinals on Sunday night. And so Tom Brady, I'm sure he's looking forward to playing a meaningless game against the Cardinals. Sounds like a lot of fun. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Bobby is here from Sacramento. Go ahead, Bobby.
Thank you for taking my call. Yeah, sure. I'm a long time listener. I love you, man.
Thank you. I love you back, man. What's up?
Hey, Eagle is like the Niner right now. We're just sitting up here laughing. I know everybody's going to slip, you know. We're like, we don't care. We're just going to put our like backup in and just play them.
Were you laughing when Jimmy Garoppolo went down, though?
Nah, but. You know, like, I feel bad for Jimmy. We feel like that's what's going to happen. Every year, Jimmy's going to get hurt.
Yeah, that's what happens, yeah.
Yep. That's why we got Brock. We good now.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing what the Niners do the rest of the season. I just told you they're going to take on Washington on Christmas Eve on Saturday. They'll take on the Raiders. They'll take on the Cards. And the San Francisco 49ers at this point, I just want to yawn and I want to get to the postseason. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, exactly. I want Shanahan to put everybody on the shelf right now and they won't come back. It doesn't matter who we play in it. Like,
okay.
In the postseason, you know?
Well, you want to keep the guys warm, Bobby. So I don't know if you want to put them on a shelf for too long. We'll see.
Well, a backup would beat any team right now. Remaining of the season.
Okay. All right, well, thank you, Bobby. Look forward to talking to you soon, man. Call me back when the playoffs start, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Bobby, for calling from Sacramento, reminding me that Jimmy Garoppolo gets hurt every year. And speaking of getting hurt every year, totally unrelated, Anthony Davis is hurt again. What else is new? I can tell you a story that you haven't heard. Anthony Davis, they're playing the Denver Nuggets over the weekend, on Friday, actually. Anthony Davis exits the game, has a foot injury. It's said that he'll be out multiple weeks. Now we're hearing that Anthony Davis will miss significant time. We don't even know the full issue with his foot. We don't know. The man jumped up and his foot clipped the leg of Nikola Jokic, and his foot is probably broken, man. I don't know. By the way, Los Angeles Lakers, they won that game against Denver. The Los Angeles Lakers, they barely got away with a victory on Sunday against the Wizards. And then tonight, they played the Phoenix Suns. LeBron James did not play on a back-to-back. And so the Los Angeles Lakers got bombed 130-104. And speaking of Nikola Jokic, the man whose leg, I guess, Anthony Davis injured himself on, Jokic is losing his mind, or has lost his mind. On Sunday against the Hornets, Nikola Jokic, MVP, two-time MVP, had 40 points, a career-high 27 rebounds, and he had 10 assists. He's only the third player in NBA history to have 40 points, 25 rebounds, and 10 assists in a game, besides Wilt Chamberlain and Elgin Baylor. And so Nikola Jokic is just doing damage. And the Hornets they just stink. It's absolutely amazing. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4CBS. David is calling from Pittsburgh. What's up, David?
Hey, JR. Good evening. Hey, listen, I was just sitting here listening to the show where you were talking about the pass interference, and you said, you know, pretty much a long time ago you learned to live with that. And I get that perspective. But when you were saying, you know, what can we do about it? Well, I don't know, you know, individually, obviously, or writing a letter to the commissioner. But in all seriousness, what I'd like to see the rules committee look at that. And in the last 2 minutes of regulation of any regular season game, as well as overtime, and also in the playoffs, in the last 2 minutes, and in sudden death in the playoffs, is that you can challenge, and they send those up to the booth. Because that play last night, and I realize you looked at it, and we all did, I think he interfered with him twice and maybe three times on the same play.
Oh, he mugged him. There's no doubt that it should have been called. He was mugged.
And where I think that takes, you know, what I was thinking about, I actually think I get the human element, and you don't want to take that out completely. Let the human element be in there for the first 58 minutes of the game. But I actually think it takes the official off the hook because, you know, they're out there. They're doing their best. I wouldn't want to do that job. I don't care how much money they're making. But my point is if it's a blatant that he just messed it up like that official did last night, bouncing it up to the booth actually takes him off the hook for it. And then he's not going to get all the criticism that he's
getting. That's reasonable. My only concern and thought there is, okay, now how often, if we're in a 2 minute, you said under the 2 minutes after the warning?
Yeah, last 2 minutes. Or you know, we can tweak that. I'm reasonable.
Yeah,
let's say the last minute,
I get it, David.
Seconds.
David, I understand. I'm just up against the break, so I'm just trying to be cognizant of time here. I understand it. And it sounds good within reason. Mm-hmm. I'm just concerned about the pace and flow of the rest of the game. I mean, are we now only going to pick and choose whether we do it on scores or it gets tricky, man. This is entertainment, and I understand that the fans want the calls to be perfect as can be at the end of the games, or at least have things reviewed. But what are the parameters there around it? Are we now giving you know, each coach. This is your one flag. Be careful how and where you use it. Do we want to slow down the flow of a two-minute drill? That's my only thought process.
I got you. Yeah, I just think it would be something good for the rules discussion, you know, for them to talk over. But, hey, thank you for taking my call, and you have a great evening.
You as well, David. Thank you for calling from Pittsburgh. Man, we've seen slight adjustments of this already after that debacle with the Saints. Like, the NFL has changed rules around, and then they've rescinded it because of just the flow of the game. So we have seen it. That's why I just say, listen, you got a full slate of 60 minutes. What are you doing about it? I think we heard the same thing. Ron Rivera doesn't want to be fined. I can't blame him. But he also knows, man, what are you expecting? You got Heinicke out there fumbling the ball. You got Thibodeau who's out there destroying him at every chance and every opportunity. And sometimes you got to chalk it up to, hey, it's not the referee's fault. It's not the ref's fault. We just suck. But nobody ever wants to just come out and say that publicly. It always has to be somebody else's fault. When are we ever going to get over that? I don't know. Let's bring in the robot refs when they're ready. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Hey, Shep, this has been a wild NFL week. It's been a wild sports week. And now we're moving towards the stretch run of the NFL season. And it's just going to be interesting, man. I'm looking forward to it.
Man, the season is flying by. Before we know it, we're going to be watching the Super Bowl.
Yeah. 2023 is right around the corner. And the NFL season, it's about to be a wrap as well. 17-game slate. It's still crazy. 17 games they play. Should be used to it by now, but I'm not. Listen, folks, we'll be back with you tomorrow. 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. I want to take a deeper dive into some of these upcoming matchups that we have. You know, we don't have any real rivalry games this upcoming Saturday over the holiday weekend. But to finish things up, we know the season is going to turn up. I'm fingers crossed. I'm hoping for Lions, Packers, winner take all for the playoffs. We'll be back tomorrow, like I said, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. Thank you, Shep. Thank you to everybody listening all over North America. The JR Sport Brief Show, it is a wrap, but don't move. Amy Lawrence is coming up next. Be well, be safe, be smooth.
Many of us are already planning our New Year's resolutions to work out more in 2023. But let's face it, they rarely stick. Well, Peloton's got a gift for you. Get up to $200 off accessories like non-slip grip dumbbells, cycling shoes, heart rate monitors, and more with the purchase of a Peloton bike, Bike Plus, or Tread. Don't wait. Get this offer before it ends on December 25th. Visit onepeloton.com. All access membership separate offer ends December 25th. Cannot be combined with other offers. See additional terms at onepeloton.com. Many of us are already planning our New Year's resolutions to work out more in 2023. But let's face it, they rarely stick. Well, Peloton's got a gift for you. Get up to $200 off accessories like non-slip grip dumbbells, cycling shoes, heart rate monitors, and more with the purchase of a Peloton bike, Bike Plus, or Tread. Don't wait. Get this offer before it ends on December 25th. Visit onepeloton.com. All access membership separate. Offer ends December 25th. Cannot be combined with other offers. See additional terms at onepeloton.com. Many of us are already planning our New Year's resolutions to work out more in 2023. But let's face it, they rarely stick. Well, Peloton's got a gift for you. Get up to $200 off accessories like non-slip grip dumbbells, cycling shoes, heart rate monitors, and more with the purchase of a Peloton bike, Bike Plus, or Tread. Don't wait. Get this offer before it ends on December 25th. Visit onepeloton.com. All access membership separate. Offer ends December 25th. Cannot be combined with other offers. See additional terms at onepeloton.com.